forces that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Today I'm going to tell you more interesting things that we've learned from the debate about the federal budget. It is really possible to balance the budget by 2020, and the Republican plans prove that it is doable. If we delay taking the necessary steps, we will soon be spending every dollar of federal revenue on interest, which, like unpaid personal credit card debt, will progressively increase in rate as well as amount. We can reform extravagant welfare spending and the more than 70 means-tested wealth distribution handouts by the same formula the Republican Congress adopted in 1996. That welfare reform was signed by Bill Clinton, but unfortunately repealed by Obama. We can stop the unsustainable growth of Medicaid by block granting the funds to the states. The states can then fix eligibility and benefits. The Republicans are far too timid in dealing with the fiscal and unemployment problems created by illegal immigration. That's costing us a mountain of taxpayer spending for means-tested financial handouts, hospital and medical care, and U.S. citizenship given to anchor babies. And one more thing, Obama's tremendous deficit spending confirms the researchers who discovered that he is following the Frances Fox Piven strategy, which he learned from her own lips when she was a principal speaker at a Socialist Party Scholars Conference in New York in 1983 when Obama was a student at Columbia University. Her strategy is to flood the welfare system with more recipients than taxpayers can afford, thereby creating a financial and political crisis that will doom the capitalist system and move America into socialism. These are some of the important things we have learned during the long-running budget debate.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Buddy, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to learn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? You know, I wanted to tell you a little story here in Philly. I think I was talking about this yesterday as well, but here in Philadelphia, we had some thugs, some criminals, who were attacking people over the weekend. And as it turns out, this gang of thugs, 40 or 50 of them or so, well, they were walking down the street coming from a peace festival. And, well, apparently they missed the message of the peace festival, so these thugs decided to attack this group of people just meandering down the street, and they broke the woman's leg. And I was mentioning this yesterday, but I didn't know until today that they had all been at a peace festival, and they were getting that peace message, and then they decided to go down the street and attack somebody. So, obviously, there's something being missed here. In the translation, I don't know what language they were speaking. Maybe whoever it was that was holding this peace festival, maybe they were speaking a different language from these people, and that's the reason. Maybe that's it. What do you think? Maybe they weren't speaking English. Maybe they were speaking, I don't know, Martian language or something, huh? So maybe if they were speaking a language they could understand, they would have gotten the message not to go down the street and just attack someone and break their leg. What do you think, huh? You think maybe that's the case? Is that the excuse we could make, that they just were speaking a different language and they just didn't understand, and so therefore, you know, it's okay? I don't know. I haven't heard all the excuses they've made for the reason these thugs attacked these people walking down the street. I haven't heard the barrage of excuses that are so typical of when crimes are perpetrated and we make excuses for the criminal, that it's all it's the victim's fault. And if the victim had, been different, then maybe if they weren't white, you know, if they were black, well, then we wouldn't even hear about it at all. But since his victim happened to be white, well, then we heard about it. And it's probably the victim's fault that she was attacked and they broke her leg. There's got to be something like that going on. Or we don't spend enough money on schools. We haven't done that. We're doing something wrong here in this country. All these people who are just criminals commit these crimes and commit these assaults, well, it's always somebody else's fault, isn't it? It's never their fault. It's someone else's fault that these criminals are doing what they're doing. And so we need to play the blame game here, right? It's never the criminal. It's society's fault that these criminals act the way they do. And if society was different, well, then they wouldn't behave the way they behave. And I'll tell you one thing. This is what I believe. When you reach the age, and it's a very young age, where you know the difference between right and wrong, and you don't need to be too old to know the difference between right and wrong, then I think you're kind of responsible, don't you think? We can blame everybody. We can blame society. We can blame your childhood. We can blame the fact that you grew up in a single-family household, or your father beat your mother, or your mother was a drunk, or your father was a drunk, or neither of them were there, or on and on and on and on and on. But right versus wrong always prevails, doesn't it? Because we all know the difference between right versus wrong. So listen, on that note, let me give you some call-in information for those of you listening today, and you'd like to call in for the first hour, because on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we flip stations mid-flight here. The first hour, the call-in number will be 877-254-7524. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and go there. Lots of great information. A podcast of my show will be up on my website, as well as links to my guest who is going to be joining me in a couple minutes, as well as links to her website. And let me give you a little information on who's joining me this morning. Her name is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pau, and she was actually born in Romania during the communist era of Nicolae Ceausescu, and she's a survivor of the communist utopia and its indoctrination. And she came here to the United States in 1978, and she's a proud naturalized American citizen. She has four college degrees that she's earned, a bachelor's in German, a bachelor of science in international relations and foreign trade, a master of arts in German, and a doctorate in education with emphasis in teaching economics and foreign languages. And she's also written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, which you can get in paperback form on Amazon or on Kindle. So I'm excited to have her join me after the first break, and we'll discuss, hey, what's happening in this country, because lots of communist action happening in this country as well, isn't there? Yeah, yeah, echoes of the past are here today with us. We're hearing the sounds of the past being replayed, aren't we? The problem is people never listen to the past. We never look backwards to know what's going to happen in the future, because it always does repeat itself. It's just that human beings like to ignore reality because it's oh so much safer to keep your head in the sand. So anyway, we will be going to break shortly, and when we come back, the call-in number 877-254-7524 is the number, 877-254-7524. Is the number, and my guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pau, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her last name right, but she'll tell me when she gets on the line with us, will be joining us to talk about commies. And you know I love to talk about those commies, don't you? I really do. I love to talk about the New World Order and the commies running rampant all around the world. And I think we're going to defeat them. The more people that are awake and recognize what's happening in this country, I think that we will be successful in defeating them. But the way that we're going to do that is only going to be through education and waking up enough soldiers to join our side, because this is a war we are in. Truly, it is a war. I believe it is. And we need to fight this battle. We need to be very smart and stealthy. We need to beat these commies at their game, and they're very good at the game, aren't they? So we need to be smarter than they are. So listen, on that note, we're going to break, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes. So hang in there, everybody.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Lots of great information up there. There's a tab entitled that I'm especially fond of, which gives all kinds of information about United Nations. Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, which Dr. Powell and I will also be talking about today. So please go there. Look at that information. The podcast will be up tonight for the show. So please take a look at that. So I want to welcome my guest this morning, Dr. Powell. How are you today? Thanks for joining me. Are you on there with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Hi. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
It is Paul.
Paul? Okay.
Yes.
So let's start off talking about what was life like, and I love the way you refer to it as the communist utopia of Romania. Tell us about what that was like, and then let's talk about how it compares to what's going on with UN Agenda 21 and what the game plan for those evil people are. So if we could start there, I'd appreciate it, Dr. Paul.
Absolutely. I spent the first 20 years of my life in Romania. I moved here in 1978, and it was still full-blown communism under the dictatorship of Nicolae Ceausescu and his wife, Elena. And I'm sure there were happy moments in our family as an only child, but most of the time it was a struggle for survival. From day to day, it was a struggle to find food. It was a struggle to have running water in the house. It was a struggle to have heat in wintertime. And pretty much my mother and I had spent part of the day standing in lines to find basic necessities. And sometimes these lines would wind around the block. For several blocks, and people had no idea what was on sale, and they would join these long lines knowing that whatever was on sale, they needed it, and they would ask people around, what's for sale? We don't know, but we'll find out when we get to the front. People would carry extra amounts of cash and shopping bags just in case they would run into things that Americans take for granted, such as toilet paper or flour or cooking oil or sugar.
I remember when I was young, Doctor, and I'm 54, Dr. Powell. I remember when I was young seeing, I don't know, they weren't commercials, I don't believe, but anyway, I remember seeing pictures of people standing in line with one lone sausage hanging in the window in this long line of people, and, you know, it could have been anywhere in the world that they were, well, not anywhere, it certainly wasn't here in the United States, but, you know, in any of the communist nations. I remember seeing that, and I'm going to use the word marvel, and that's probably sounds, but I would marvel at it, or I was awestruck, I guess I should say, how blatant obvious it was between my walking into a grocery store here in this country and you had anything you wanted at your fingertips and seeing that lone sausage hanging in the window. It was stark, the contrast.
Yeah, that was our typical view of a store. There was one lone item that people were fighting for, literally. I remember being 6 years old and getting up with my mother at 4 a.m. to stand outside in frigid temperatures before the milk store, for example, opened to buy 1 liter of milk, which is about a fourth of a gallon. That's all we were allowed. We had to have rationing coupons, by the way. And then oftentimes we'd get to the front, our turn would come, and they had run out of milk. So we left empty-handed, and Americans have no idea what that feels like. So when I first came to the U.S. and I walked into my first grocery store, and it was in a rural area, they're usually very small, I was just absolutely shocked. And I kept putting stuff in the cart that probably would have fed 12 people because we had the tendency to hoard. Whenever we could find something, we would try to buy if they allowed us or we had enough rationing coupons. to buy more, or we could go to the black market. So it was incredible to see all this food. Wow, where did it come from? I didn't understand that. Less than 3% of Americans actually fed all this abundance of food to the rest of America. It was incomprehensible to me.
Yeah, I honestly can't fathom what it must be like to see that, and just because the need for food to sustain life is so critical. It's such an elementary part of our structure, our being, our DNA. So it must really be shocking to see the opulence and how much stuff we have here in this country, and what the Americans have been so lucky to have and to experience. It really must be. It must blow your mind. I can't imagine. It must really be an amazing sight.
It was. The opulence was almost bordering on obscene, because I was thinking of times when we were literally starving. We had a few shriveled potatoes in the house and nothing else to cook with. For example, when I came back from school, under communism, nobody gets fed breakfast and lunch. You either bring something from home or you don't eat at all.
Yeah.
So I would come home at 1 o'clock from school, and there was nothing to eat in the house. And I did find one time some shriveled potatoes, and I was really excited because I thought, well, I can cook French fries. And then I realized I didn't have cooking oil. I always had to wait for my mom to come back from work, hoping that she stood in line somewhere and found some bones or some kind of vegetable in season that we could at least have soup.
You know, I just, I don't know, Dr. Paul. I don't know how the American people, most Americans are not going to do real well with what's coming this way at all.
I don't think they realize that yet.
Neil, go ahead.
Well, I've been here since 1978, and I have observed the standard of living of the population, and I guess the generations, you know, after World War II haven't really suffered at all a shortage of food or any kind of basic things such as shampoo or toothpaste or toilet paper. And so because they have never endured such indignities of having to do without, they don't really believe it's going to happen here or that it will happen to them. And I see it every day as an economist. There are disturbances in the marketplace that alarm me completely. For example, I know that on any given week, any grocery store only has supplies of food for 3 days. When that runs out, let's say we have a couple of terrible natural disasters, what do you do? You come to what we were experiencing, which was empty shelves. Or they would, because we had central Communist Party planning, and none of these elites had any education in economics or planning or supply and demand, they would decide arbitrary numbers of what the population needed. So if, let's say, there was a need of 5 million pairs of black and brown boots, they would produce maybe 500,000 pairs of white boots, and people had to fight over them. So we were in constant struggles to get what we needed. So
yeah.
People started living on a barter system, which meant that everybody, or almost everybody — my dad was not included in that, he was a very honest man — started stealing from work. And under communism, supposedly the population, has control or ownership of everything in common, hence the word comunis, common, shared. But we didn't really share anything except misery and poverty. So for that reason, the misplanning, these people had no idea what they were doing, but they held you know, everything over our heads. So we had to live with what we had. They had confiscated, for example, when they took over everybody's property, they confiscated homes, land, guns, under the guise that we're going to have these wonderful cooperatives, and everybody would share equally. They would just have to give a royal chunk to the communist government. And then whatever was left could be divided evenly among the population. Well, the problem with that was that some of the people worked harder than others, and they resented those who did not put in as much work. And at the end of the season, frankly, there was not enough to sustain the families after the government got its royal share, the Communist Party, that is, and they shipped all this food overseas for hard currency, most of which was put in Swiss bank accounts, so they were quite wealthy while the rest of the population suffered. Well, nobody could rebel or do anything about it because they had confiscated all of our hunting rifles and anything of value. As a matter of fact, my grandparents lost their house and land. My parents did, and all their brothers and sisters. So we were forced, moved. It was called social engineering. We were moved into these concrete block apartments into the city, and we had very little space, and the only means of transportation were buses, or we had to walk. There were bicycles, of course, but they were stolen at such a rate that people kind of gave up using bikes, and the elderly pretty much stayed where they were unless they took a bus. So getting back to the food, there were always shortages of food and basic goods that we take for granted here because the planning, the centralized planning, was so poor and it was not based on supply and demand.
Well, you know, the similarities, and of course you know this and I know this and some of the people out there listening recognize this, and then many, many, many others have no clue, but the similarity between everything you just described, Dr. Paul, and United Nations Agenda 21 and what they're doing in, here in this country to drive people off their land and their goal to force us all into these urban growth boundaries, these what they claim to call them smart growth cities, it's identical to everything that you described. I had a lady on yesterday who was a farmer and a very, very smart woman out in Missouri, and she was describing the farmland when they blew dikes and that stuff out there and flooded, blew levees and flooded this rich farmland. And, you know, these are things that they are doing, allowing these wildfires to burn and that. These are things that are decimating our farmland and our ability to be able to feed ourselves. And they know exactly what they're doing in terms of trying to, they're minimizing the amount of productive capacity that'll be there because it's going to make it easier for them to control the masses, because when they have you by the short hairs, your hearts and minds will follow. And so when you're starving and you're hungry, you're going to do anything your master says for a morsel of food, won't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, but speaking of health care, you know, we're going in the direction of nationalized health care with Obamacare, and that's what we had under communism. It was quote-unquote free. Everybody had it, but we really got nothing for this health care. It was absolutely dreadful. If you had to go into the hospital, you pretty much took your life into your own hands, and your family had to come with you and bring you food and linens and pretty much provide care around the clock. And most hospitals ran out of money allotted for medicine and supplies.
Dr. Paul, hang on to that thought. We are going to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And if you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, my show is now carried a second hour, and that second hour is heard through Republic Broadcasting Network. Of course, the first hour is as well. And so at the top of the hour, we are actually going to be going to Republic Broadcasting Network. So for those of you listening in range in the Colorado area, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and pick up the show there. I'm not sure which stations throughout the country carry my program via Republic Broadcasting Network, but you can listen live via streaming on republicbroadcasting.org. So please go there and continue listening, because you're going to want to hear what Dr. Powell has to say. And I'm speaking this morning with Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, and she has a master's, or a doctorate degree rather, in economics and foreign languages. She is a survivor, as she calls it, of the communist utopia and its indoctrination. And that's exactly what's happening here in this country. People are being indoctrinated, have been indoctrinated into this collectivist mentality, this social justice mentality, which has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with equal justice. It has to do with picking certain groups above other groups, and that's just not what the Declaration of Independence says. We have unalienable rights, and we should have equal justice under the law. Our Constitution, Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence state that so clearly. The only people who forgot to read those documents, or pretend they never did, or they just ignore them, are elected leaders who are going down this path of communism, and it is communism. It's not socialism light. It isn't any of that other hustle that you hear out there all the time. It is communism. Make no mistake about it. And my guest this morning, she's been talking about it, and I think that if you pay attention to what she's saying, you're going to discover the correlation between what you see happening today, people being driven off their lands, and you're going to see, you're seeing your future by listening to the words of this woman, this lady who lived it. So, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Paul, when we went to break, you had mentioned health care. So let's talk about how this national health care, how wonderful it's going to be for America.
It's going to be terrible, and every day is I've become more frightened. As I was saying earlier, if you were a patient in the hospital, the family had to care for you, and they ran out of drugs pretty early in the year, and the doctor would write a prescription and send a family member to the black market to purchase the needed drug and then bring it back to the hospital so the doctor could administer it to the patient. Because life was worth very little, doctors frequently made lots of mistakes. They were never sued. They were never held accountable. And a lot of people died who had basic routine surgeries such as appendectomies and thyroidectomies, things that we take for granted in this country. And because it was rationed care, people past the age of 50 were told often, no, you cannot have this kind of treatment. And God forbid, should a person have cancer, they were refused chemotherapy because they were too old and they had to go home and die. And I lost an uncle and two aunts recently to that who had survivable cancer, and they were refused chemotherapy. My own dad died at the hands of the communists, and they never offered him any medical care. He lingered in the hospital for 30 days before he died, and from 200 pounds down to 60 pounds. And I think my aunt, you know, tried to feed him a little bit and gave him a little water to keep him alive. But it's, yes, you get free care, but you get something for nothing. Now, if you had a basic, just a simple illness like the flu, or you had a cold, you went to the doctor, you waited all day long because each doctor had 10,000 patients. And if you got seen, you got a prescription, but you went to the pharmacy and the shelves were empty. You couldn't fill the prescription. You had to have money to go to the black market. Also, in order to be seen quicker, you had to bribe doctors and nurses and lab technicians. Just a simple x-ray took 3 to 4 weeks to get back, or just a simple blood count that can be done on site here and you take for granted took there a month or longer. So there's no such thing as utopia. We were all equally poor, so to speak, and we're equally miserable and equally mistreated. We didn't have television or phones in our house until I was in 12th grade. There used to be a running joke that if you had to go to the post office to order phone service, and somebody did go and said, that will be in 14 years. The phone will be installed in 14 years. And you think that's a joke, but it's true. It took about 12 to 14 years to get a phone.
Yeah, no, I believe you. Honestly, I'm not. I believe you. It just, you know, you know, I say this repeatedly. It's, you don't know whether to laugh or cry when you hear these things, because it's just, it is so absurd, and it is so incredibly horrifying. It truly is horrifying.
Yeah, and you ask, oh, would that be in the morning or would it be in the afternoon? And the annoyed clerk would say, what difference does it make? It's 14 years from now. Yes, but the plumber is coming in the morning. So, you know, we try to make jokes about a very dark, painful reality. ambulance service was a joke. They had no equipment inside the ambulance. You call them, and they may arrive 3 hours later or 3 days later. And on the way, they would pick up hitchhikers just to make an extra buck. So if you got back to the hospital and you were still in one piece and still alive, that's because God willed you to be alive, not because of the medical care.
You know.
And then in school, we would get vaccinated, or we would get shots every year. We had a nurse, and I remember she had three syringes and three needles, three glass syringes, and they would get boiled every morning in this rusty pan. There was no such thing as autoclaving, and we all got shots with those three syringes. So obviously we all had hepatitis. We were lucky that there was no AIDS at the time, but it was horrible. The dental care was almost non-existent, and if you did go, like I did when I was 15, for a root canal, he did it without anesthesia, and he went on for 2-3 months of treatment. I had to keep going back, and you know, a lot of pain, obviously, root canal without anesthesia. And then in the end, they still had to pull the tooth. So you really get nothing.
Yeah. It's just, it's like something out of a Frankenstein movie, isn't it, Dr.
It really is.
Yeah, you know, I can tell you, and the fact that the American people have been fat and happy for the decades that we have. You know what? I'll finish that thought when we come back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We'll be back in 2 minutes, so hang in there.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a podcast up on my website of this show today, as well as links to Dr. Paw's websites. And you can purchase her book that she's written, which is entitled Echoes of Communism, via Amazon. Or for those of you who like Kindle, you can also get that downloaded onto your Kindle as well, although I have to say I'm personally, Dr. Paul, I'm a fan of paper with words written on it, because something has to be there to track our history. You know what I mean? I kind of see all of these technological devices as a double-edged sword. They're very convenient, but it's also very easy to erase words and put in different words. And You know what I mean? Big Brother is definitely out there to rewrite history so that we all think that communism is a utopia.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're
absolutely right, Maggie. I personally prefer books myself. I've always been a collector of books my entire life, whatever books we were allowed under communism, because many were forbidden. And one of such forbidden books was the Bible. And I believe the American Bible Society had sent us beautiful Bibles in 1977 when we had a terrible earthquake. And they confiscated everything that was ever sent, including the Bibles, and were put on sale in the stores. Nothing was given to us. But the Bible recycled it into toilet paper, and I knew
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. I don't know what happened. We had a little technical difficulty. I'm not sure. Dr. Paul, are you on with me?
Yes, I'm on.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Who knows? Maybe Big Brother didn't like what we were saying, and so they cut us off. You never know. Listen, nothing surprises me at all anymore. Knowing what I know, which honestly, Dr. Paul, I'd rather not know, but you can't unknow what you know. That much I do know, and as much as I say I'd rather not know, I have to say that that's not true, because I want to know what it is that is happening. I'm not interested in that whole ignorance is bliss, although it is blissfully blissful, isn't it?
Yes. However, we can't afford to be blissful at this moment in time. Anyway,
no,
I was talking about the beautiful American Bible Society Bibles having been recycled into toilet paper, and I knew some English at the time, and I could faintly read some of the verses on the toilet paper. And in spite of the fact that we were desperate for toilet paper, I told my dad I refused to deface the Word of God. I would rather use communist newspapers with propaganda instead. It was just terrible. The control is unbelievable, and my husband at the time, who had visited Romania several times, could not understand why he could not enter certain buildings. It was forbidden. We couldn't have foreign visitors in our homes without being interrogated, and you couldn't step on the grass, whatever little of it there was around public buildings. There was a really hefty fine. And people don't understand that. I took my oldest daughter for a visit when she was 4 and a half, and it was a really hot day, and it was a beautiful water fountain in the middle, so she just put her feet inside the fountain, and immediately this security policeman came and started barking orders at us to go, to move, and she was just a child. It was just a frightening moment of what life was like under communism, how controlled we were in everything. I had no idea where they were watching us, because this was back in 1985, and I don't think camera use was that widespread, but apparently they had eyes everywhere.
Yeah, that has to be so spooky. You know, but now, I make a joke out of it, you know, Big Brother's watching us, but we know he's watching us now. I mean, you probably had heard about the technology where they have little cameras on, little insect-sized devices and little bumblebee-sized devices. And, of course, well, they're only going to use those for the bad guys, right? You know, not going to be anybody else that they're going to be spying on now, is it, Dr. Paul? Wouldn't be me and you, would it, Dr. Paul?
No, not at all. I'm just a perennial teacher.
Yeah, right. It reminds me of, geez, I don't know why this comes to mind, but in the movie The Godfather, when they got one of the crooks back, and he was coming back into Miami, I can't remember his name, but he was an old man, and he said, I'm just an old man living on a pension, you know, and he was one of the biggest gangsters, but he just said, oh, I'm just an old man living on a pension. Well, I'm just a talk radio host fighting for freedom and liberty alongside you, Dr. Paul, so... Hey, you know,
that's what
we're all about.
Every day I wake up, I wonder what other freedoms have I lost? And, of course, you were talking about Agenda 21 in relationship to our loss of land. To this day, my family is still fighting the now semi-capitalist government in Romania to reclaim some of the land and at least the value of the homes that have been bulldozed, quote-unquote, for agriculture. And, of course, that didn't last very long because the farm projects, the collective farms, did not bring in the crops as expected, and people were literally starving. So they had to send their young men and women into the city to work in factories, and all that was left in the country area were older people, and they had to actually put in the crop and harvest them. So it was not
on that note, Dr. Paul, hang on. The music is our cue. We're going to break, everybody. We will be back in 2 minutes, so hang in there.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesin, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I, at the top of the hour, I will be switching to being broadcast directly through Republic Broadcasting Network. So the call-in number at that time will change to 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And for those of you who are listening out in Colorado, if you'd like to join me, the show will be streaming via the Internet, so you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and pick up the signal, republicbroadcasting.org, and pick up the signal. Please do that because we've got another hour of great information. Dr. Paul will be with me,
it for the second hour as well, and we will be talking about the association between Agenda 21 and communism, the similarity between the two, because actually they're one and the same. So republicbroadcasting.org is the place to find us, republicbroadcasting.org. The call-in number at the top of the hour will be 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com, TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Please go there. There will be a podcast of this show with my guest, Dr. Leanna Paugh, on my website tonight, as well as under the podcast tab. There is also a link to, I believe, got Canada Free Press up there, Dr. Paugh, because you write for Canada Free Press.
Yes, I do.
So I believe I've got that up there. If not, I will put RomanianConservative.blogspot.com is also a website for you. I don't know if I've got that up there, to be honest with you. I apologize. But I will have that up there, RomanianConservative.blogspot.com is Dr. Paugh's website. And also she writes for Canada Free Press. And we will be at the top of the hour switching to republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be talking UN Agenda 21, my favorite topic, because I hate it so much, not because I find anything wonderful about it. It's just pure evil. But so, Dr. Paugh, you were talking about when we went to break, we've got a couple more minutes before we're going to be switching over. You were talking about how they sent the old people out to work the farms. They put the young people in the factories and the old people out to work the farms.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, it was backbreaking work. You would see people in their 50s, and they looked like they were 80 years old. And the village would have one tractor, and once it broke down, nobody knew how to fix it. So everything that was done manually. And oftentimes, at harvest time, they brought children out of high schools to help harvest the crop, or they would bring them in springtime to help plant the crop, and it was all voluntary, quote-unquote, voluntary, involuntary work. If they didn't do this, then there would be no food at all.
Yeah, it's all part of that. We've only got about another minute before we switch. That's all part of that mandatory volunteering stuff that you've heard this Obama administration talk about.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of stuff. We're all going to be doing our mandatory volunteering here in this country as well.
Yeah.
It's just,
the 3-year military mandatory service for guys and 3 years of summers for women.
Yeah, well, you know what? Nothing good is coming out of any of this, Dr. Paugh. So my goal is just to try to wake up as many people as possible to be soldiers on our side, which is what they're going to need to be. Listen, what I'm going to do from right now, Dr. Paugh, is disconnect from you right now so that you can connect with me on Republic Broadcasting Network. Everyone, republicbroadcasting.org is the place to go to hear the second hour of this show. That call-in number, 800-313-9443. So listen, everybody, Dr. Paugh, connect with me over on the other side of the hour, and we will continue talking about communism and UN Agenda 21. Listen, everybody, go to republicbroadcasting.org so you can hear the second hour of my show. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. Hang in there, everybody. Second hour awaits, so please go to republicbroadcasting.org. I will be there in shortly. Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box,